Not now, podcast. Are you ready? Ready? Now. Podcast. Welcome to the Not Now Podcast. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well,
I cursed already in the first 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And if you're listening.
If you're listening,
there is something going on.
And it is
just mostly me talking over Kyle.
Which is explicit.
That's Kyle and Bran.
Yeah. That's what we're talking
about. Cheers. Three cheers.
three cheers, four cheers, five cheers, six cheers.
Today what we're going to be talking about
seven cheers.
Seven?
At least.
Okay, so today we're talking about seven and at least. We're going to be flipping a coin. We got a coin here.
Oh, do we have a coin already?
Yes, I already.
I plucked
it.
This American guy.
One is seven. And one is cheers.
Okay.
No, it's I dreamed about this one.
Dumping right into it, huh?
Yeah. Dumping right into it.
Yeah, like a
taking a big squat over this podcast.
Just popping off our nodules.
Nodules. I don't know. I feel like that's a more offensive term for poop.
A nodule?
Poop. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess nodules can be bad.
Well, and you're talking about it in such a profound way that makes me think.
Yeah. You gotta.
Well, it's not succinct. It's not one long stream of poop. It is a nodule. Yeah,
it's it's like when you're making a dumpling.
Souffle?
When you're making a dumpling, you gotta clench it.
Have you made dumplings?
Huh? I made poops.
Yeah. Did I tell you? Oh, so I found a recipe to make goiza.
Goiza?
Goiza.
Goiters?
No, goiza. Japanese dumplings.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And they're pork dumplings. And it's relatively simple. The only problem is it's hard to find dumpling wraps. You can find wonton wrappers.
You can
wrappers.
Find them in Food City.
No, you find the wonton wrappers. You don't find the dumpling wrappers.
Oh, the dumpling wrappers are different?
Yep. They're flour and boiling water.
Boiling?
Yes.
Jesus, that sounds dangerous. No wonder they're hard to find.
Anyways, what are we talking about?
So
nightmares.
Today, dreams.
Dreams.
We are talking about dreams.
Dream. Earth Angel, won't you be mine? Anyways, dreams.
Dreams.
Or...
All right.
We're talking about dreams or advice columns.
Yes.
Yes. I knew that from the start, but I was waiting for you to kick it off.
I could not remember.
I lay a struggle.
Oh, I thought you were struggling too. You weren't struggling with me?
No.
What are you, my overseer?
No, it was a fallacy. It was a elaborate ruse.
There was... I'll have to bring it up later. Remind me of fallacy if you can.
You're not going to say anything to do with phallus, right?
No, but it was like...
Or flaccid.
It's some sing-songy thing that's like... It's like something, but now I see it was just a fallacy.
Oh.
You remember? Does it sound familiar to you?
No.
Even vaguely?
Nope.
Damn. Well, guess I'm alone on
that. I'll remind you later. Don't worry.
All right. So, thanks, dreams. Taskmaster.
We're talking about dreams, or we're talking about advice columns. And the best thing about dreams
is that they advise you somehow.
Yeah, and the best thing about advice is they get you onto your dreams. And, you know, they're kind of correlating, kind of clashing, seeing as how one is from season one and one is from season one. That's two. So
1 + 1. Season three is 1 + 1 + 1.
Which is 3.
Yeah. A little math involved.
1 + 1 = 4.
We're too long.
Yep, too long. Anyways, Dulong Oolong is now a noodle, and it's been there for too long, so it's getting gummy. And the first thing you want to do with a noodle is take it out. So we're going to talk about advice columns.
Well, we're going to take that noodle, wrap it around a coin like a yo-yo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't talk about them here.
Yeah.
We did then a warm-up.
Already did it.
If you're just joining in, it's been a while from the warm-up to the episode.
Yes.
There's been a lot of happenstance and pop circumstance that is now getting us in a stance that cannot withstand the episode. So, we're slightly... I'm slightly drunkard.
Yeah, I would say it's fair to say that we're both slightly drunkard. It's been a hard week.
Yeah, hard wheat is mostly what went into the process of distilling this fine liquor.
Yeah, like 9,000 grains.
Of whole wheat, which means that we're vegan.
Yeah.
Hey, we did it.
Liquor is vegan.
Yeah, it is.
Join in the fun.
And enjoy, join. Anyways, so we got a coin here. One side says 10SK and it has a crucifix on it.
Well, that
I think that's dreams. Dreams. Cause I mean, you dream about rising above. Like flying is like the ultimate goal in dreams.
See, I was thinking SK, like sub knowledge.
Sub-knowledge.
Your subconscious. Yeah.
Which could be also spelled the K because English is stupid.
Or Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Sub-combat. Can I just say I love Mortal Kombat spelling? I think that C is it's stronger as a K.
That's true. It is more sub when it's a ch.
No.
Yeah,
you know, C is versatile in its own way. I do respect it.
It's like a Swiss Army knife of letters. It is. It could be a C. It could be a ch. It could be a ka. It could be anything.
Yeah. All right. I take it back. C is great.
Get rid
of the K.
Yeah. Get out of here, K.
That gangly shaped letter.
Get out of here, SK. It's an SC.
Now I'm Chile.
Whatever country. Or Sile.
Sile? Or
Slay.
Sile.
Slay.
Slay.
Yeah. Sile? C-L-E-Y.
C-Y-L. Do you know how to spell Kyle?
Sorry.
C-Y-L-E.
Listen, there are a lot of intermittents between us getting here, and there are a lot of mittens that we had to cross.
Yeah, we do need mittens. It's getting cold.
So now there's, on the back side, looks like a tombstone.
Oh.
And it says, Slovenska Republika, 1993.
For a tombstone? Who puts a tombstone on the back?
Well, there's like a mound of dirt and like a double cross.
Coin? A tombstone.
There's like a double mound and a cross. Double cross and a mound.
This is a... What the fuck is
this? Yeah!
Oh.
Now you see.
Dude, that... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's in the clouds.
Yep. No, it's in the ground.
Dude, those are clouds.
You're upside down.
They're bubbling.
They're not... bubbling ground.
What the fuck if I turn it upside down? It looks like a weird, like, heart-shaped spear.
You're a heart-shaped spear. You ever be that's a Canapicus?
Oh, maybe it's a boat. Capricorn?
No.
Dude, what the hell is this? This is like an Aztec Jesus.
It's fucking Lithuania.
It's like an Aztec Jesus.
No, it isn't.
Did you look at it?
Yes. Aztec Jesus. Aztecs didn't believe in one god, Kyle.
It's like a Jesus being crucified with like two owls on his shirt.
It's a coin.
Tensky.
All right.
He's a Tensky.
With the dreams are the...
Are the mounds?
No, the dreams are the cross.
Oh, yeah, sub-knowledge. Got it.
Sub-knowledge, SK.
And advice column beyond the grave.
Is the one where, beyond the grave, you're getting advice. That's a good one. Thanks, Kyle. So we're going to flip this fucking coin here. We're going to hope that I can get it on the first shot, because I was practicing, but now I'm much more past my prime.
You're lenient.
And we're going to hope that I can get on the first shot.
Fa-pa-da-pa-choo. Got the time to flip it.
And now if you're ready.
Oh.
We're going to get on the first shot.
What are we doing?
Sub-knowledge.
You wanted that one too. I don't want to hear
it. I wanted advice columns.
I know, but You wanted dreams before when we were doing...
I want cats! Just bring on the goddamn cats.
Okay, hang on. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Cats is not for...
What is it? Three episodes? Four episodes?
Dreams. Cats. Oh, I gotta go to the other one. Hang on.
Okay, hang on. Everybody hang on. Grab your yarn and grab your twill.
After this episode, it is three episodes away. You are right.
Damn it. Three episodes?
Yep. Episode 8 is going to be cats.
I've been holding all my energy for cats.
Why?
Because I want to.
You got some build-up time.
All right. So we're doing, what is it, dreams?
Dreams, yeah. Man.
Dreams. Here we go. Ready? So, now we're going to take a sleep. Sorry, just kidding.
Going to take a sleep. Excuse me while I take a sleep.
So, dreams. Dreams could be a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, do you want to just talk about dreams we've had?
Yeah. That's fine.
All right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, if you don't mind. That's cool.
So, I had a dream actually the other night, which was kind of, I guess I don't know how to explain it, but let me just paint you a picture. Okay. So you can develop this on your own time because it gets weird. That's how my dreams usually go. I was sitting inside of my office and someone said, why don't we go check this? And I said, sure, I will check it. I went outside to check it and it was horribly wrong. There was a big mess. Okay. And not just a big mess, like something was wrong, a big mess. Like there was a big mess, like there was a mess everywhere. And I was like, oh my God, we got to clean this. Next thing you know, it's all clean. And I was like, wow, that worked out great, didn't it? And they were like, yeah, but what about these other messes? And I said, well, those messes don't have anything to do with us. This isn't in our office. It's not a mess. So I went out to clean this mess. And before I knew it, I was at a McDonald's. Okay. So listen, just hear me out. And it was a mess of orders was the mess.
Oh.
So there was a mess of orders. And then a shark came through the drive-thru. And everyone was panicking, and I said, I know what to do, don't worry. And I got in a submersible. And then there was cheese. It was a cheese submersible. And we were floating down inside the cheese. And the first thing we thought was, how can we, you know, get rid of all this, you know, sea animals? And I was like, well, we could curd them. So we curded all the animals, because it's cheese. We curded them, and there were chairs. And then I was in a limousine. I guess that's where I forgot. But that was the premise. So just get ready for the afterthought. Because that was the start.
Oh, all right.
I don't know what happened after that.
Okay. I mean, I guess dreams are always like that. You always kind of end up forgetting some of it.
Well, it's some part of it feels really like it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then it just goes to shit. Halfway through?
Yeah, like, I had a dream recently that I was, like, 100% sure was reality. That you and I and Dad were...
To Mr. Claus.
Yeah, Mr. Dad Claus. Dad Kringle.
Dad Kringle.
We're hanging out...
We can't expose the name Dad.
yeah, everyone will know that.
Dad, just say Dad, that's fine.
So, you, Dad, and I...
Say it backwards. That'll save us.
I, Dad, and you... we're hanging out at a local restaurant establishment that had closed. And we somehow, like, broke in. And then there were a bunch of strippers in an effort to cheer me up. And I was dumbfounded because that didn't cheer me up. But
how could it not, Kyle?
Because it was a breaking and entering moment. A bunch of
dad strippers.
A bunch of dad strippers, you know? Their hairy bellies
ones that a dad would hire.
Yeah, like the keg bellies.
This one's fit for your age.
This one's fit for your age. Oh, God. Hand-picked strippers.
Hand-picked strippers. I hand-picked these for you.
Yeah. Look at these. they're all wearing traffic cones instead of the nipple cover things.
Do you want to continue nibblies? With that dream? Or do you want to break it up into parts?
Huh? No, I'm just saying, like, dreams are weird, man.
Oh yeah, no, I had a really weird dream. I mean, my dreams usually I never understand the people who are like, oh, I don't have dreams, or people who don't remember their dreams, because I've made it since I was young. I guess I would say 8 months in the womb old. No, just kidding. Since I was like 10, and our dad said that I should remember my dreams. Dad Kringle said I should remember my dreams. And I did. I tried. And ever since then, I've been able to recall random encounters. And some of them stick out more than others. But like a dream I had recently. Well, this is a weird dream. Can I go weird?
Sure.
So
dreams are weird.
This would make no sense to anybody. But I was on the steps of my aunt's house. I'm not going to go into this one. This one got scary. Scary for me on a personal level. Anyways, it was like a nightmare that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I did have a recurring dream that I was running through our yard. You remember the basketball hoop there?
Yeah.
Like the rocks and the slate?
Yeah.
So I was running over the culvert, past the shed, and down towards the basketball hoop. And there was a piranha plant from Mario chasing me. And my feet would get too heavy, and it would bite my head off.
Oh.
Like, every time. It was, like, several times that I had that dream.
I had, like, a reoccurring dream as a kid. Well, reoccurring nightmare, I guess. That was, like...
There are no nightmares. I hate nightmares. It's such a negative connotation.
Well, I mean, I was scared in it.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's not really...
That's what a dream is. Why. No one said dream was good.
Yeah.
All right. Like, my worst dream is that I will be convicted of manslaughter and serve 25 to life. You can't say nightmare. Yeah. It's still a dream.
That's where we are now.
Well, a nightmare is a dream. A dream is a nightmare. It's all the same. That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, okay. Go. I had a reoccurring dream.
Wait, before you say that. Just kidding.
No, no worries. Like, I had a reoccurring dream that was that leaves were falling. But every time they hit the ground, they would make like a really loud crashing sound.
Ooh. Sounds bad.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean,
like excruciating loud though.
Yeah. Like it was, I don't know. It was terrifying.
Oh, wait, like could you find shelter?
No, it was just like literally like,
is that you remember?
Just like hearing leaves crashing, making loud sounds.
That sounds okay. So I had a dream when I was probably 11 or 12. So, 1973.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So, I was in our basement, right? You remember our basement?
With the wood stove. With the 70s style wood stove.
So, I had run down the stairs and escaped to that room there with the office and the printer and the playroom. And there was a clown chasing us. This was shortly after... I had been exposed. I say exposed because I did not willingly watch knowing what I was witnessing.
Yeah, thanks, TNT.
It.
Yeah.
With, Jippers the Clown. And...
The author who should not be named.
Jippers. What was his name? Lemony Snickets? No, the clown. The clown's name.
Juggalo.
The Clumfold. I don't know what his name was.
Either Juggalo or Cumfold. Jesus.
Anyways, his name was superfluous. So I was running through our basement and he was chasing me with a bucket of ice cream and an ice cream scoop. And every time he took a scoop, he threw it and it turned into dynamite and like exploded.
Oh.
So he was throwing dynamite ice cream at me and I was like mayo yo not mayo
mayo
like my now state of mind would say yo that ice cream is dynamite, but back then I did not know that dynamite was a term that explained something was good. So
in my brain, I thought you meant yo.
No, so froyo. I was cowering. Ice cream. You know, okay, so if you think about the layout of our house,
yeah.
The like washer and dryer rooms there, the hallway, and then you come into the family room with the wood stove, and then back around the corner is where the computer was.
Oh, yeah.
So I was hiding back where the printer was, to the next to the corner, hiding from the clown who was coming from the dryer area down the hall, throwing ice cream explosives. Don't ask me why.
So you were tucked in around a corner from a passage where they were entering into the room that you were...
Yep, and I remember squinting my eyes as hard as I could and saying, wake up. And from that point on, I have now been able to wake myself from bad dreams.
Yeah.
Not by saying wake up, which is funny because you think that would be the thing that would wake you up, by squinting my eyes and then opening them. Like that muscle reaction, like telling myself to hardly close them forcefully and then open them, is telling my brain like that I need to open my eyes and then I awake from my slumber, because who knows why my eyes roll back in the back of my head, then they come to the forward, and then, you know, there's like a gypsy there and he says, hey, what are you doing? Better go to awake, because now your eyes are open. And he casts me with a spell, and I'm up and awake, and now there's stripes on my shirt.
You know, I heard a whole bunch of bad, like, I heard that bad dreams are normally caused by, like, bodily discomfort.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, if you're too cold, or you're too hot, or maybe, like, there's other things wrong with your bodily environment. Like, bad dreams are your brain's way of causing you to wake up to correct whatever is not correct with your physical environment.
Like, that's a really interesting point to what is it? It's called... Anyways, the phenomenon where before you're about to fall asleep, you will experience falling.
Oh,
and your body jerks. And that is because you're experiencing numbness. Like, your brain is sending the pulse of paralysis to your body, which occurs.
Yeah.
And there's a very interesting study also on animals where they have nixed or severed that part of the brain that gives paralysis to the body.
Yeah.
So when they fall asleep, their body just reacts. They've done that on animals, not on people. Don't condone it. Vegans, don't yell at me. But, or PETA. Anyways, like, it's really interesting because your brain develops a chemical or impulse that tells the rest of your body to go to sleep and go numb. And so sleepwalking is actually a, what's the word I'm looking for here?
An example?
Well, it's
a reaction?
No, it's like...
Phenomena.
If you can't... It's a handicap of the brain, but a better way to think about it. Like, if you're sleepwalking, your brain is not correctly firing those neurons to your body. Like, it's a disability. Like, the fact that your brain is not telling the rest of your body to be paralyzed while you're experiencing these things.
Oh, so it's like an irregularity and... Like you're...
Yeah, so the interesting fact is that while you're experiencing these things in your dreams, while you're experiencing these life-altering events, your brain is not sending the signals correctly. It's still sending the signals, but the brain has preemptively blocked them. So, when your brain is not sending the correct signal to the rest of your body to paralyze it, right? Like when you go into paralysis... Via sleep.
via the conventional paralysis.
Okay, that's not the super scientific knot, but...
But, I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah, well...
I mean, when you think about
So, like, you go to sleep,
When you voyage into unconsciousness.
Everybody has experienced the nocturnal jerk, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
Which is where you're almost asleep, and you go, and you shake your whole body.
I thought that was like a wet dream.
Oh, yeah. I've had a wet dream before. But we're not talking about that. Don't you worry.
Sorry. I don't have anything to help you.
That's okay. That's fine. I don't need to help with a wet dream.
Like some reading material or...
Nah, I'm good. I mean, maybe a Playboy if you got one. But... So anyways, what we're talking about is the nocturnal jerk. And it's really interesting because... That is, a lapse in your consciousness while you're falling asleep, because you can have that experience while being conscious. And the whole point is that your body is falling asleep and it feels itself falling asleep. So it's reacting before your brain can control that part of the body.
Yeah. It's almost like a struggle to stay awake. Like, I know, like, I have a dog, and I know he jerks in his sleep sometimes. But it's a
dog?
Yeah, but he's normally asleep by the time he starts, like, moving his legs and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely the same. So, a nocturnal jerk, I guess, as I've proclaimed it.
I like to call it yoinks, if that's okay.
Yoinks. We'll call it yoinks. So, a yoinks can be overcome by, like, severe distress. So, like, it's not a complete paralysis, which is interesting. Like, they've studied this in animals, where they have fallen asleep, which is where the yoinks comes into place, right?
Yeah.
So, their mind, their brain, has been able to envelop their senses and also control them to a point where they're not reacting to them, which has been speculated that in a dream state, your mind wants you to react to the senses to learn from them without reacting physically. Like, your brain is teaching you how to deal with things that have happened without actually acting them out, you know? So what the yoinks is a lapse in that attention to detail where your brain is letting circuits allowed through and they're controlling their neural impulses.
What's interesting is you mentioned that it's a distress state.
Yes.
So, I mean, maybe it's like a sort of, I for some reason want to say primeval. I know that's not right. Primitive yeah. Override to the blockade that they've created.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's still accessible through external. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? External
influences?
Yes. Or, so think about this. When you're sleeping, in your dreams, you hear all kinds of things. You have all kinds of sights and sounds.
Sensory awareness is still there.
Exactly. But when you're sleeping, you will hear something crack or crackle or creak or open. Like, you wake up. Because it is an outside source. It is something that your mind has already determined was a solitary environment, but you have noticed something outside. So while you're sleeping, your brain is semi-conscious, semi-unconscious. And that is the most unconscious that your brain will ever be, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because
a reactionary.
Exactly. Most of the time, your brain is very conscious. Because while you're awake, you're thinking about things, what you're doing, how you're interacting, how you're manipulating the environment around you, how you're perceiving it.
Yeah.
But while you're sleeping, your eyes are closed. Your eyes are closed, your ears are closed while you sleep. That's a very important thing to me. Like, you are not listening. Even if you're listening to white noise or a fan going on, your brain is not receiving any new information.
Right.
When you go to sleep, you're, like, cut off from any new information, which helps you go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, well, when you think about it, when you're awake and you're conscious, you have all these different inputs that you can control. But when you're unconscious, when you're asleep, you can still react to those sources.
Yep.
Like, if somebody touches you or something like that, and an instinct is to turn away, or like, if a light flashes or something, like, you turn away from that.
Yep.
Like, you can still receive sensory inputs, but it's all entirely instinctual reactions.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. So, it's just totally off the subject. No, I'm not going to go there.
Are you sure? It seems like it's on subject somewhat.
Yeah, it may seem it.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. Like,
cause it
seemed... Are we going to talk about Morningwood again?
No. I know I was going to talk about... Never mind. So, we're going
to... You really want to talk about this, no, it seems
don't.
Like. All right.
I don't. Right. I don't. I
Everybody
don't.
Everybody listening to this, please cheer just a little bit. Spirit of Earth Spirit, where... lend me your strength.
I was going to say there was a scientific study done on the human brain that talks about the levels of imperativeness that one experiences based on their gender and their orgasm. It was just, it was
I was not expecting that.
No, you weren't. No one was. And that's why I didn't want to say it.
Man, what studies are you reading?
No, it was just talking. It was talking about sleep.
I'm sorry. I egged you on. I would love to hear these studies.
So basically they were just saying that while men orgasm, they are severely declined in what they experience as an unalert state, right? So they are experiencing a threshold, right?
Okay.
Quickly, but they are still aware of their surroundings. They're not incapacitated, right? Like, right. They still are ready to defend. Like, think about it primally, okay?
Okay.
Like a lion. The female is more incapacitated because they're experiencing a higher level of pleasure neurons that are firing. Like, they were just saying that basically the female, there's like a layering effect, okay? So the female...
So there's like a layering...
What they were saying was that the reason why in nature that you see the female on bottom more is because they experience a higher level of neuro, like...
Euphoria?
Disintellect. I would say disintellect, I guess. Euphoria. Disintellect. Like, they can't defend themselves, is what I'm saying. And the male still has to be on his guard because not only is he guarding from predators, he's guarding from other males. And that's only a study done in animals. I'm not saying that's humans. Yeah. What I'm
male
saying
men is, stay out of this.
Well, and that makes sense because if you think about a female spider, they bite out the heads of their mate.
Like, yeah, like just, seahorses.
They're still ready.
ready to octopus. Go. There's all kinds of fucked up animals that like kill each other.
Yeah, they are.
Like during sex.
Anyways, we're talking about dreams.
Yeah, sex dreams.
Sex dreams.
I dreamt there was an octopus.
Have you ever had a sex dream?
As another animal?
No, as a person.
Have
you ever had a sex dream?
Yeah.
I'm going to corner you.
Do you want me to describe
No. Have you ever had a sex dream?
Yes.
Thank you. Now you ask me.
Brain.
Yes.
Have you ever dreamt about a merry-go-round?
No. No, I have, actually. Yes. Yes, I have. I have.
Day 188.
No, I was on a merry-go-round. This is kind of interesting, actually. So, I remember this dream.
Man, I triggered an interesting memory.
You did. And it was a very subdued one, because it was not interesting.
Oh, quick, but sorry, can I sidetrack you real quick? Do you prefer merry-go-round or carousel?
Oh, merry-go-round all day.
Really?
Yeah.
I think carousel sounds more elegant.
So it's merry while you go round.
Is that the chant?
I don't know. I'm merry while I go round it.
What the hell is the merry-go-round chant? It's like... No, that's Once Upon a Dream.
I don't know. Carousel...
What song is that from?
Carousel just doesn't feel right. Anyways, I was on a merry-go-round.
I'm going to ask you a question about a song later.
That's fine. So, I was on a merry-go-round, and I was with my crystal meth. And my crystal meth was having a really, really good time on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
She was on a horse, and I was on a black horse. She was on, I don't know what kind of horse.
Oh, man, you didn't ride the fucking, the chariot?
No, I didn't. I was tempted.
They have like sleighs, but they should have chariots.
But they're not side by side. Like, they're side by side, like seated, but how crystal meth is.
Yeah.
She wants to be independent. So, crystal meth.
Yeah, take control.
Yeah. Goes on her own horse. I'm on my own horse next to my crystal meth. And while we're riding around on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
She disappears.
No.
Yes. So, she disappears, and I don't realize it until it's become too far for me to know when it has elapsed, you know?
Oh, like that predicament had... like a sort of distractory.
Yep. Like, I was just like, ha, 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 I was way too distracted. Like a bad parent.
Yeah, like a bad parent. I was
crystal meth.
I was overjoyed by bouncing up and down.
So, when I had realized that crystal meth was gone, I got frantic, and my habit started kicking in, and I got itchy.
Yeah.
Because my crystal meth was gone. And I started searching through the crowd, and it was a plethora of people that I did not know, and just, like, faces that I was, like, really sad to admit this in my dream, but it was, like, aggressively stomping past, like, elbows and, like, slaps. Like, I was...
I thought you were going to say we're, like, warded or something.
No.
Like, ugly faces.
No. Just, no, like, I was being overly aggressive with the way that I was passing these people. Like, I literally... tromp down a crowd of people like with slaps and elbows, just like, get the fuck out of my way, you don't understand. Or just, like, I was going ape shit like Hulk. And then by the time I got to the end of the line and I had realized that I had, like, overzealously been frustrated, which is inaccurate, because if you're parent, you ever lost your
crystal meth? There's no such thing as overzealous.
Yeah, if you're a parent and you ever lost your crystal meth, you know what the fuck you're about. So that was like a subplot to my plot, where in my dream I realized I just elbowed and fist punched a bunch of fucking people that were innocent to get to my crystal meth. And then I look back and there my crystal meth was, just riding on a different piece of the merry-go-round.
Is that the dream with Mrs. Claus?
What? You gotta tell it.
With you. Okay, I remember there being a dream where you first had crystal meth, and you had dreamt that you were like having a picnic in a park, and somebody stole your meth.
Yeah.
And you were, like, chasing him down, and you, like, gave him, like, a fucking cross. Like
Jesus.
Like smacked him right in the fucking face. And you would inadvertently hit Mrs. Claus.
Oh, no, that was a separate dream.
Separate dream.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not the same thing.
I have a lot of dreams about me and my crystal meth being separated.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't end well. A lot of them end with casualties.
Casualties.
Because...
dear God.
Listen, if you're listening to me, Jaden, I have heard my crystal meth talk about you, and that you can take down an 11-year-old, and I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because I will stop at nothing. That's a true story, by the way.
Oh. With Jaden?
Jaden. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it coming to him.
Yeah. Well, fuck with my crystal meth.
Jaden's one of those ambiguous names, right?
Hey. You don't speak his fucking name.
Her. His or her.
Him. I'm going to take him out before you even fucking know.
What if Jaden's a her?
I'm talking about my crystal meth. My crystal meth was teasing me. Teasing. And I say taunting. Taunting. Because...
flaunting.
We tease and taunt our crystal meth a lot to get it fluffy and light and wholehearted.
Yeah.
So, the crystal meth taunted me back, and I did not waver.
You can't. That's a sign of weakness.
I smacked a pan onto my palm and told her that this was the end. My crystal meth. And she kind of had a moment where she was like, and I was like, yeah, that's right, you pass it along to your friends.
Jesus.
You tell all of them.
Well,
you don't touch my crystal meth.
Well
yourself.
No,
take it. Well, you'll find water, maybe.
It depends.
Anyways, so I had a dream this one time. It was when I was really young. It's weird.
Yeah.
I went to class. Right? Everybody goes to class.
You've got to be classy if you're in a dream.
Yeah. Well, you go to class, and I just was in class, like regular class, and my pants vanished.
Oh.
They're gone. And while my pants vanished, everybody was making fun of me. which was uncomfortable because my underwear was still there. I mean, why would you make fun of somebody in their underwear? Well, I'm glad that my underwear was still there. Like, thank God they didn't make fun of my genitals. So,
like, thank God.
Well, that would be worse. That would be more scarring. Like, they're just like, oh, tidy whities. If I were wearing boxer briefs, I would have been fine.
Thank God they didn't make fun of my monkey wrench shaped dick. Say, why don't you unturn some screws?
Why don't you go screw something else?
Yeah.
No, as in my underwear. And then, in the middle of it, I decided to hide in a cubby. You guys remember cubbies?
Maybe. It's like a tiny closet for kids.
Yeah. And there I found a pair of snow pants. cover my junk.
Yes.
I was hiding in the snow pants. And kids started throwing snowballs at me because I was in snow pants.
Sounds like real life, man.
Inside the classroom. That's not real life. They all brought snowballs into the classroom to throw snowballs at me. I was so scared.
I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
You know what dreams
are like? I have had a lot of dreams where I lost my pants. But anyways, you go.
You know what dreams are like? I don't know if you've ever had dreams where you wake up and, well, it feels like you're like missing a limb or something.
Yes.
And you wake up and that limb is completely numb. Because you've been like sleeping on it.
Add this caveat. It is numb, but not immobile.
Really? In your dream? I've had like times I've woken up and I literally can't move my arm. It's so
my weird. Arm. Okay. So I've woken up where my limb is numb, but still mobile. Like I can't feel it, but I can still move it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
it is dark. Maybe I was moving it, but no. It's dark at night.
I have never had a limb be completely immobile. I have always had it been numb, where it feels weird to touch the things, where you're like, I'm touching this, I can see it, but I can't feel it. But yeah. It's still, like, mobile. You know what I mean? Like, I can
see. Yeah, you can move it. It's just not. But you can't
feel it, because it's numb, because you've been laying on it for a fucking hour. Yeah.
Man, that is horrific.
You know what's horrific?
What? I'm only thinking of bad dreams.
All right, here we go.
You know what? Let's wrap this up with some good dreams.
Let's wrap this up with some weird dreams.
Weird? All right.
What's the weirdest dream you ever had?
President Trump went to our town.
You gotta tell this one. Go, Kyle.
I don't know there was much to tell.
You woke up.
I woke up.
In your dream.
In my dream.
And mom was there.
Yeah, and mom was there. She told me that
that Mrs. Claus was there.
She told me that she bought me an apartment at like a restaurant, and I just had to share the kitchen.
It was down the street. It was a pretty dingy restaurant.
Pretty dingy restaurant.
If you were to imagine it, it would be the restaurant that you would least visit unless it was convenient.
It looked like a fish shack.
Yeah, there you go.
And she told me that they had really nice chairs, and the only catch was I had to share the kitchen with the restaurant. I then went out, and one of my friends was saying that I had to buy candy, and we went to go to the grocery store, and then President Trump walked out, and he made a statement that Olive Garden is talked about, and then my other friend left, who hadn't been introduced yet. But he was there.
Now I'm teeter-tottering between two.
I mean, that's like my most recent one. I don't know if I've had crazier dreams. I have
one that's like family sensitive and one that makes me sound like a weirdo.
Oh, you did say weird.
All right, family sensitive it is.
Yep.
So, I had a dream that I was helping clean up a house with my mom. And we were like, undoing the carpeting on the stairs. This one gave me nightmares.
I don't know if I've heard this one. I know that undoing carpeting is disgusting.
No, I've told you this one gave me nightmares for a while, like unbelievably breathtakingly. I don't know why. It's like the most simplest thing, but it just, oh my god, it gave me, oh dude, I woke up panting and in cold sweats. So undoing the carpeting of someone's house with my mom, and we were cleaning it up, and then someone else, my aunt, said, oh, look, we have these pappies. these Pappy. Well, I wasn't going to give it away. Pappy. We had these pictures of Pappy on a thumb drive, which is my grandfather, Pappy. And so we started opening on a computer. While we were looking at them, we were still tearing up the carpet. And a nail got stuck into the toe of... Did I already say it was my mom? Me and my mom? Yeah. So, mom got a nail stuck into her toe. And we were trying to, like, pry it out. You know, try to, like, get it out of the way. Which was kind of, like, sad and hard to bear. Because it was very realistic. And then mom just said out of nowhere, give me the scissors. And in my dream, I was like, ah, like, yeah, this, like, you're just going to cut off the nail and it'll just, you know, you'll be fine. Hand her the scissors. And then shit, boom, bam, toes off. And I could not stop squirming when I woke up. I just, I spent, well, I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and, that was the rest of my day. Yeah. I woke up at 2 and that was my day because I could not fall back asleep. If you ever have a dream about your mom cutting off her own toe, you can talk to me. But if not, you just got to subscribe to Not Now Podcast. Find us on notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Us on YouTube. Find us on notnowpodcast.gov.
You got to stop waving your head. The audio is going in and out.
And now, and now.
All right, so you can find us at notnow.podian.co, which is the home site where you'll find out that we release new episodes every Thursday and Friday. You can also find out that this is all improv and none of it is cut.
Except for parts. Yes. Way to add that, Kyle. Thank
you. Yeah, I did that part just for you.
Thank you. And none of it's edited.
Yep. Yeah, in case you didn't know what cut meant. But
people know cut means scissors, which means snowflakes.
Yeah, and you gotta beat scissors with rock. So they just throw a rock on their smartphone and they think they beat us.
I feel like this is a very educational episode. We talked a lot about...
I think this has to be our most informative episode.
Yeah, we talked about the colloquialisms within the body that are affected by the different... aspects of the human mind that send signals through neurons that can kind of incorporate what one visualizes as an epic adventure that could be described as a dream. And so, I had a dream once, many times. But if you can't remember it, practice it.
So if you're listening to this episode in 2020,
I am.
Tweet this M-I-E.
M-I-E.
At... the real Donald Trump.
Oh, Kyle.
Yeah, and he'll understand it. And then say, take your socks off.
But that's the best part.